16 minutes after 4, South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday, rainy morning here in Johannesburg. Remember, it's the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's go, inshallah, into the Q&A. Ustad, welcome to the program this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 64 and 65. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks and informs us about what will happen, and we can see it happening now in front of our very eyes in different parts of the world. Hatta, so much so that people will continue with their vices, their sins, their politics. Idha akhadna mutrafihim bil adab. So much so, suddenly, idha mufajatiya, suddenly, akhadna mutrafihim bil adab, we will seize and we will take those people and punish them. Mutrafihim, those who lead a luxurious lifestyle, a very, very extravagant lifestyle, a lifestyle just to fulfill their whims, fancies and desires. Suddenly we seize them with a punishment. And then when the punishment encompasses them, those people who are being punished, idha hum yaj'arun, suddenly they are the ones who are moaning, groaning, shouting, screaming, that they're crying, weeping, sobbing. Help, Almighty Allah, help, O people, help, that we are being now punished, and so much punishment and chastisement. Almighty Allah says, now when your death comes, and then the year after, la tajarul yom, today there will be none, no one to help you, and there will be no one to give you any form of assistance. At the time of your death, at the time of justice, the day of justice, and you will be moaning, groaning, weeping, sobbing all the time. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala makes the announcement, innakum minna la tunsarun. Verily you will not be assisted and granted any assistance from us. From us, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique. And Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence. And Almighty Allah uses the plural and as to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Who gives life? Who gives death? Put all the scientists, all the professors, doctors together. Nuhyi wa numit. Only we give life. Only we give death. Who created the entire universe and who created the entire cosmos? Nakhluqu ma nasha. We create whatever we want to. So Almighty Allah uses the plural to stamp His majesty and authority. And you, the entire creation and the entire universe, you cannot do so. Let us give you some wonderful news. So many things happening this weekend and happened the past few days. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You see, the two presidents met in the White House. President Biden of America and President Herzog of the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. So now they are speaking. And what does Biden tell Israel's president? Is exactly what I told you for past 5-10 years. Both of them are super terrorists. He, Biden, tells Herzog that if there is no Israel, then we will create a Israel. Mm. So they must monitor and see what is happening in that part of the world. I am just paraphrasing him. So it shows that they will use every means to have one of their spies there, one of their haramis there, one of their illegitimate sons and daughters there, and they can murder, they can occupy, they can do terrorism, and they are the people who are the biggest terrorists on this earth and threat to the earth, and that is the people of this world. Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, and America, and you can see in front of our eyes who is attacking Syria, who is attacking Gaza, who was attacking Lebanon in the past few years and so forth, and who invaded Iraq, who invaded Libya, who invaded Syria, who invaded Vietnam. All this is in front of everyone to see. So these are the people we need to name them and shame them. A shame on you, Biden. You say you will create another Israel. You can't even look after Nancy Pelosi and your people's person, speaker, or whatever you want to call her. So she is the big shot in your party, the Democratic Party, and an intruder comes into a house and takes a hammer and he hammers some people in the house. So now you say that there's so much hatred in American politics. So that's what we are saying, that very soon, inshallah, in our lifetime, you are going to become the disunited States of America, because people hate you, and you must remember that, oh, Trump is there, and he is pushing his people on. We must show the Democrats a point and so forth. They're not going to worry about law and all these type of things. So you see the ayat we did now, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذْنَا مُتْرَفِيهِمْ بِالْعَذَابِ. Suddenly we will punish them, those who are living it up. The people who lead a luxurious lifestyle, the super elite and the people who are so extravagant, giving millions of dollars here, billions of dollars here, suddenly Putin comes and he invades Ukraine, and the rest, as they say, is history. So now Putin wants to go further, because Putin is a big harami. He knows that he's got the Trump cards in his favor, that they're entering winter and everything else, and he can last it, and they can never last it. You will see what will happen to Europe by next year, 2023, whether it's Britain with Rishi there, or whether it is Macron there, or whoever else in France or Germany or wherever. They all are going to suffer terrible, terrible pain during this coming winter, inshallah. So Putin is suggesting, you know what, because he and Iran are getting nearer, that we can have a new route, and we just bypass the Suez Canal there in Egypt, and then we can save time, we can save money, import, export can be done much faster. So it's very good if he does this, because Egypt is under the control of America and Israel. The president there is Ibnul Yahudiyah, the son of a Jewess. So you must remember, if Putin goes ahead, we will say very good. Elon Musk is back on the scene. You see, he's a South African, but he stays there in America and so forth. So what he does, that he bought Twitter off, and now Twitter have changed their policy. So already one thing, you see, Jutlas, I told you, all of you, Jonathan, Joshua, and whoever else, you listening? J&J, better listen carefully. You're not a chosen people, you are a cursed people. And Allah will punish you, whether it's Hitler, whether it's Kanye West, whether it's Hamas, whether it's whoever. So remember, Kanye West is back in. You must remember Twitter, and he can tweet away. You can't take everything away. You got your chamchas and your spies everywhere. So he is back on Twitter, and now we must use Twitter to our advantage, and we must expose. We don't give misinformation, disinformation, propaganda. But what facts we have and what concrete evidence we have, we must use it to our advantage and expose America, expose the Jutlas and the Zionists and Haramis, that what crimes, war crimes they are committing, and so forth and so on. You see, Imran Khan. So, at the current moment, he has the support of majority of the people of Pakistan. But you will see the Western media does not cover it as it's supposed to cover it. Always there will be slanted news. So there are hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis there who have assembled in Lahore, children and adults and whoever else and so forth. I am not saying what he's doing is permissible. I am just giving you the news. So you must remember that his demand is one. We must have elections. Not next year, October, November. We must have it this year and as soon as possible. Then we will see what the people of Pakistan want in their 75-year history and so forth. That, remember, the army is not prepared to do. The Huchor Hukumat and imported Hukumat is not prepared to do. If you didn't understand those terms, the crooks there in the government, from top to bottom, and the army don't want that, because the West bought them off, remember this. So that is how they operate, you must remember. Then you see that now, yeah, in South Africa and so forth. Before I come to South Africa, let me give you one more story. If you know Iran, I've been to Iran in 2013. So there is one area there, one province called Zahidan. Call it an area, province, whatever you want to call it. So it has majority Sunni, that people like me and you. So they came, again the Shia Kufar, their security and personnel came, and minimum they shot dead one Sunni. But according to other reports, many, many more were killed and murdered and so forth. So this is what Iran does, that you must remember, just like Israel, the rogue terrorist apartheid regime, that they can just kill any Palestinian and tell the world he's a terrorist, that he was carrying a gun, he was carrying a knife and so forth. They will plant the knife, they will do that. Who's there to stop them? And you know the mass media is in favor of them, and it's controlled by the Zionists and so forth. So similarly in Iran, you must remember this, who is there to go verify the facts and so forth? Peaceful demonstration, and they will just murder the Sunnis. I told you last week or 2 weeks ago how they murdered and killed more than 100 people in Zahidan, and because their person, policeman, raped a Sunni girl, 15-year-old girl. So that is where you stand. Therefore, we say loudly, remember, Shias are kuffar. We have not, kuffar mean non-Muslim, and we have nothing to do with them, and they have nothing to do with us. Let me bring you to South Africa. So South Africa this weekend in Sandton, all eyes are focused on Sandton. Why? Because America released a security alert. They did that now in the 1-2 days ago for Nigeria, Abuja as well. So because they are the bully. They feel they can do whatever they want to, you see. So now the gay pride march is taking place. All the homosexuals or all the lesbians or LGBT will be meeting there in their thousands. We all know as Muslims, all this is absolutely haram. This message is for you, Muslims. So remember, it is haram for you to go there. It is haram for you to go and participate there. And it is haram for you to go and protest there. Remember that Mustafa, first day Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala punished them, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, during the time of Lut alayhi salam. Until today, the remnants and the relics are there. This is I'jazul Quran. Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. Almighty Allah made it the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. I've been there 5 times with the help and mercy of Allah, and I go visit it to see what is really already happening there. Go read Surah 11, chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse 83, and go read the verses before that, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83 of chapter 11, and you will find Allah Ta'ala rained upon them not water, but brimstones, because they commit an action that is unnatural, punishable by death in Islam, when there are two consenting adults. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabba biqawmin fawa minhum," who imitates them, you become part and parcel of them. When you go there, that is authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, you say, "No, I just want to observe. Me, I'm just an observer." Nay, "Man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum," who increases the number of a people, he also is committing a crime and is part and parcel of them. So that is mentioned in Musnad Abi Awana. And then remember that the Dead Sea is there, the Bahrul Mayyit, nothing survives. The land and sand is telling you a story, so, and the water is telling you a story. So therefore, for us as Muslims, we must name them, shame them, and speak against it. That is what we need to do. Then there's another evil practice in Arab countries, Muslim countries, South Africa also. Halloween. Do you know what is Halloween? Halloween is a pagan custom and culture, and it happens in the end of October, and this year it will happen Sunday night in different parts of the world. And what will happen is, they believe that the souls come back. You see, people died and then they come back and so forth and so on, and then they come back in very different forms. So they dress themselves up as witches and different things. Today it has become like a joke and a comedy. For us, all this is serious business. You can lose your iman and your faith. You'd play with all these things. Islam tells you it's totally haram. You say, "No, we're just playing." Innama kunna nakhudu wa nal'ab. You play with Islam. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Don't ever play with Almighty Allah. Never ever play with the verses of Allah. Never ever play. Remember words, the message of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Because then Quran says, chapter 9, verses 65 and 66, لا تعتذروا. Don't give any excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You have become non-Muslim after you had iman and faith. So this is not for us. Remember Halloween and the great parade and pride and whatever else. So all this, remember, is totally unacceptable. Yesterday we spoke to some people of Port Elizabeth. My cousin that is there, Ashraf Lahir, in Port Elizabeth, he's been kidnapped now about a week or so. Remember that he spoke to some family members. They want a huge ransom. So make dua for him. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala bring him back to his family, his wife, his children. His mother is still alive, Auntie Zarina. Allah Jalla Wala reunite the family. Almighty Allah decimate and destroy all these enemies of Islam and Muslims and of humanity at large. That is what we are showing you. Who are the real enemies? Who are the real, remember, terrorists and so forth? Putin, you're a harami, but you put them right in their place. We with you. And recruit more and more mujahideen from Afghanistan and use your Chechen. And yesterday the Russians announced that our army is now reached the target. What we needed and required, 300,000. We have that and we have surplus as well. So Allah Ta'ala make it such that they defeat Ukraine. That has been done already. They defeat NATO and they defeat America and defeat Israel. You just need to do two things. When you're going overseas, don't use the dollar. Use the euro, use the pound, use the rupee, use any other currency. So remember, 40 countries already de-dollarizing. They're no more using the dollar now to the extent they were using it. So remember, if you're a true Muslim, don't get involved with dollars. You say, this is my jihad. I will use some other currency. We need to bring them to their knees, because they are arrogant people. And the jutlas, wherever you are, just boycott them in business. Hit the jutla the most where it will hurt them the most, and that is the money. So don't do deals with jutlas where they can benefit. Yes, they come by you and buy from you, that's very good, but you must not buy from them. Muqata'a, social boycott, and that will hit them very hard. Jutlas, you listening to me? Now send it to your grandfather also.
Let's start a listener from UK who started. Ask Mufti AK to explain what's happening in, I think they say, in Iran at the moment. Riots, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I explained to you there are three issues. Iran, you must remember, if you go there, when they give out, you understand, their literature, they say they are 92% Shias. And the others and all that are 5, 6, 7, 8%. Meaning, they say and claim they're 90%. That's a big lie. You must remember, they're about 75-80%, if you want to fair analysis. Sunnis are about, if you ask our Sunnis, they also exaggerate. They will tell you they were 35% and one-third. But that also seems to be exaggeration. Like how the Muslims today say, we are 2 billion. Now that is a big exaggeration, a big lie also. So we can say 1 billion. So remember that we must be fair and just in all matters. So what happens is the Sunnis are treated as second, third class citizens. You must remember, all of you, the sympathizers and votaries of Iran, the Kuffar Shia, and you're on their bankroll, you know, getting dollars from them and money from them. Therefore, you can't make one public statement against them, especially those scholars and so forth. So what traitors they are to Islam, remember that. So the point I'm making here is this, that the constitution of Iran says, those of you who speak about unity, that there must be unity between Shias and Sunni. So how come in the Iranian constitution it is mentioned the president has to be a Shia? So what happens to your unity then? So it's all just cheap talk. You know, like in South Africa, when the politicians speak about anti-corruption, just cheap talk, talk nonsense. So similarly here also. So the fact of the matter is, Iranian Muslims, Sunnis, people like me and you, you must remember that we are considered as second, third class citizens and so forth. Second one is this, where the Muslims are in the majority, the Sunnis, so they, when they demonstrate, then they want to shoot them and kill them, like Zahidan and so forth. So therefore the Sunnis took revenge and they went into Shiraz. For those of you who want to know, you know Hafiz Sheikh Saadi. Sheikh Saadi is buried there also. So in Shiraz, I went to his mazar and all that day in Shiraz. So you should know what is the real politics. And as far as America and the West goes, so they should be the last people to speak regime change, regime change. But when they had a democratically elected president, prime minister there in Iran, 53, 52, in the early 50s, you are the one, the West, you came and you toppled him. Go study Iranian politics and go and see Prime Minister Musaddiq or whatever his name was. So remember, so that is what America and it does. They had regime. We need regime change in America. Remember that. Bring back Trump. Trump will sort them out. He's going to break America. And we want that to happen. Remember that.
Somebody says, Ustad, my brother is a non-Muslim. Does he also receive a share from my will, Ustad?
No non-Muslim inherits from a Muslim. No Muslim inherits from a non-Muslim. On that there's ijma and consensus. La yarithul muslimul kafir walal kafirul muslim. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Mustad Ahmad. When a Muslim person passes away, first is burial, funeral expenses, then is the debts of the deceased. Your personal debts, your corporate debts, business debts, all that must be expedited and pay your creditors. This business of paying them after 40 days and 1 year, all haram, all that. You must pay immediately. Haram, unlawful. And remember that justice delayed is justice denied. Yes, you, my brother, Ahmed, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali. Now you have a brother, Tom, Dick and Harry. So he's your brother. So if you want to bequeath for him, you can make that wasiyah for him. You say you want to give him 10,000 rand, 20,000, 30,000 rand, whatever, and it must not exceed one third of the net estate. So that will be permissible. You make him a beneficiary that he will receive because you bequeath for him, not because he is an heir. So your heirs will be your Muslim brothers, your family. For example, your father, mother, they are Muslim, they must inherit. Your wife, she must inherit, she's Muslima. Your children are Muslim, so they'll inherit. So those are the people who inherit. But non-Muslims cannot inherit. Yes, you can bequeath for them, and that's for non-heirs, and maximum amount for anybody for whom you are bequeathing is one third of the net estate.
I see Brother Colin says that there's so much of corruption and problems in our government currently. Who's right? Who's wrong, AK? It's a shame on our beloved country. Colin, who start?
Obviously, but Colin is no sense complaining now. You go back, 94. Colin, you be honest with me, right? When 94 came, for who did you vote? Okay, that time you can say you were overtaken with emotion. Then when the next elections came, then again you voted for them. Then the next election came, then again you voted for them. So you see, democracy, it preys on masses. Why? Because masses are asses. Don't you see this week in Brazil, there is big elections. I've been to Brazil 5, 6 times, I can't remember also. So you must remember that it is the largest, biggest country in South America. So now they had a debate last night or whenever. They both calling one another, the right wing and left wing. They say you're a liar, you're a thief, you're a corrupt man, and thus and that. We say Lula must come in. Once Lula comes in, he's 100% pro-Palestine. In Chile, we already got a Palestinian guy there. So the world is changing, and apartheid Israel, remember, is getting named and shamed and so forth. This other guy, Belisario, whatever his name is, he's 100% with America and so forth. So inshallah, with Allah's will, he will lose, and the favorite is Lula. So you see, corruption is everywhere. But who puts them into power? The masses are asses. So we have to change that and educate people. These politicians are taking you for a big, big ride. South Africa is the joke of Africa. You must remember that. We were a country that everything was functioning. Your ESCOM was functioning. SAA used to win the prizes for the best airline in Africa. Your Danel was considered as one of the best industries as far as your arms and ammunition went. And remember so many other state entities and so forth. Today, everyone bankrupt, everyone finished. They need bailout, bailout, bailout. So, because from the top, they got no shame. You must remember, we have to pay for their cell phones, we have to pay for their rental, we have to pay for the electricity. When there was outrage, then only they pulled back. Shame on them, obviously.
I've got here Brother Anthony, who said, he says, morning to you and to the team of Ansar. He says that if Ukraine surrendered, would the war be over and Russia would just take over and that's that? Brother Anthony, and he wants your personal cell number. He says he wants some advice from you, one-to-one talk with Stada.
Yes, three questions there, my brother Anthony. So number one is, if they surrender, then will the war be over? No. Because Putin knows now, he has smelled blood, you see. So Putin is going to extend now. He already warned these other countries, don't interfere you, he told Israel. The day you start supplying arms to Ukraine, then there will be big trouble. So Israel are terrified and petrified. He warned Europe, any one of you that is helping these people in any way, then you are at war with Russia and so forth. So it won't stop now, because it will carry on for next 3-4 months, because these are the most crucial months that are going to favor Putin, and it will be disadvantages to them, to America and Europe, because they, and I've been there, so we know November, December, January, and that is minus 15, minus 18, minus 20. When I went to Niagara Falls, 1st of January 2001, it was minus 18, minus 20 degrees. So you must remember. Now, if you don't have energy, you don't have that, what you are? You have dead. You must remember. And that's what he's going to use. So you must. So it favors Putin to carry on with the war. And people are simple. Saudi Arabia, 100% chamcha and spy of the Americans. They worship the Americans. I'm speaking of the government. They worship the Americans more than they worship Almighty Allah. And they want to join BRICS. They saw that we better go with Putin. We better go with these other guys here. And so forth. China and so forth. Then America and that. These are people we can never trust. They will use us and throw us away and so forth. So that is where you stand. Second one, my number, I give it out every day almost. 071-888-1184. Just send me a WhatsApp message. Remember, KISS. Keep it short and sweet. I don't like long, long stories. So keep it to the point. And remember, just send me a WhatsApp message. 071-888-1184. Whatever problem you got, Muslim, non-Muslim, we are at your service, my brother, my sister.
I've got Sister Olivia. You remember her, Ustad, a Christian female white sister.
She loved the Azan.
Gee, Ustad, she said she did receive it. She wants to know, she says that her husband is asking, when is Black Friday, a.k.a. Ustad.
So remember, whether it's Black Friday or Pink Friday or whatever. So you see, you must understand, Olivia, the media and the capitalistic system, and you must remember that the secular system, do you study this? Husband, wife, study it. What is secularism? Secularism wants you must build and advocate and promote a society that's a godless society. You must live for materialism. You must live to eat and drink and enjoy wine, dine and swine. God must not feature at all. Religion must not feature at all. Mm-hmm. And it must be a private affair in your house. Islam says, nay, Islam, the religion must come in every dimension, aspect of our life. We accept theocracy. What is theocracy? Before I eat, I will take Almighty Allah's name. After I eat, I will thank Almighty Allah. Before I drive, I will take Almighty Allah's name. Before I sleep, I will take Almighty Allah's name. So every aspect of our life is governed by Islam, by the words of Almighty Allah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Capitalism. What is capitalism? Demand, supply and demand. And the lifeline day is interest. So let us study. Christmas come, New Year come, then we need to now say no. Black Friday. So what is Black Friday? In November they will have some big day. For us as Muslims, every Friday is a Nurani Friday. It's a Friday that is holy, sacred. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that as Black Friday and so forth. And if you want, you know Mugabe. Mugabe used to speak the truth sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. Mugabe says everything they call black. Blackmail, you see, like this. And then, Black Friday and black this and black this. Me, I don't worry about this white man. As long as I can use the white toilet roll on my black, you understand? So that I'm very happy with that. We agree with you, Mugabe, on that. The whites are the biggest races on this earth. I travel many countries. I know you. I don't say all, but I'll tell you majority of them. They make you fools. You must remember that. People go into debt. When you go into debt, then you have to pay interest for the remainder of your life. So inshallah, we will leave it there. I have to go to the masjid to pray and so forth, inshallah. Okay, Muhammad Arafat, say one more question. Let me just make one announcement. Remember, today 2 to 3 is our youth program with Brother Uwaisi. Uwaisi is counting the weeks now. In November, he's getting married, inshallah, Aziz. And then our brother Suleiman Esop, 6 to 8, he's waiting to get married. He's 35 years old. So make dua for him. And he's got two sons and that from his previous marriage. So anybody interested, you contact us, inshallah. Last question, quickly.
I see Jonathan. He says, AK, life is short. What are you doing about it? Ustaz Jonathan.
What I'm doing about it, I'm waking Jonathan up 4 o'clock in the morning to listen to us. So you must remember that. Why are you listening, Jonathan? Be honest. You like it, right? You say, this guy is speaking the truth. So we got the magnet, you see. The Jutlas also wake up. And they say, yeah. We don't want to listen to propaganda of the Jutlas and the Zionists. We want to listen to the truth. Muslim is right, we will say he's right. Muslim is wrong, we will say he's wrong. Jutla is right, we will say he's right. And Jutla is a terrorist and a Zionist, we name them and shame them. That's what we are doing. See you tomorrow, 2 to 4, Jutla, and then Monday morning. What you say, Jonathan? Jutla, double J. Right, assalamu alaikum.